The seven deadly virtues are, in my book anyway, are the things that make you a good academic that you learn in graduate school, but which inhibit you from being creative. And among those would be doing things on time, doing things according to a schedule, being very dutiful and circumscribed and circumspect about how you do your work, fitting in various things that make you orderly and a good citizen. One of the two things I would say that I would like people, three things that I would like people to take away from the book are, one is to be feel that you're taking, you can take risks. And you see me sitting before you, I am not a, I'm not wearing a weird item. I'm not hanging by my toes from the side of the building. But in my mind, I'm always taking risks. I don't think you ever grow intellectually if you don't take risks. And so, and I think to be a good writer and a good creative writer, you don't want to do the same thing twice. You don't want to see the same thing through somebody else's eyes. You have to keep trying new things. And whenever you try something new, you run the risk of not being able to do it, or not being able to do it well enough. You run the risk of making people mad at you. You run the risk of offending people, even though I don't write for that purpose. I think that the risk-taking is also involved with being happy. If you only follow somebody else's agenda, I tell this to my students, if you don't take risks, you don't grow as a writer, you don't grow as a human being. And ultimately, I think you let other people dictate your agenda in your life and in your work. And I think that's very inhibiting. If I had done what my graduate school professors told me to do, I wouldn't have had a very good time. I might have gotten a job sooner, but it would not have been original, and I wouldn't have been happy. And all of the fields I have worked in were once nowheresville. Biography and autobiography, they were not fields. Creative nonfiction wasn't even a word. Women's studies, composition studies. These have all emerged in the last, well, women's studies maybe 25 years, 30 years. The other two, 20 years, and creative nonfiction maybe 10 years. I've always worked in fields that have been virgin territory to start with. You can make a bigger impact. It's more fun. It's easier to be new and innovative. I love Shakespeare, but as a person finishing my dissertation with a baby on my lap, there was no way I could have conceivably felt that I could even read enough minimum criticism at the time to say something new about Shakespeare. People had already been doing that for a long time. And so I had to invent fields and ways to look at things. And that's been extremely satisfying. And so I was out in left field for a while. All of these fields are now mainstream. I'm not the only one in them, I'd still be the only person out there in left field. But they're all mainstream now. And I am very pleased to have had something to do with the fact that those are there. And I will also say, I haven't kept score, but I think probably everything I've written in the last 25 years has been published. So somebody, it's found a venue. I haven't had to do it on a printing press in my basement.